I'm reading a book right now that is about how your social media accounts on the computer, on the internet, how they affect you. And there's a line in the book that says this: you know the adage that you should choose a partner on the basis of who you become when you're around that person? That's a good way to choose technologies, too. Now, I don't like the person I become sometimes when I get on Facebook. But I'm not deleting my account yet. The bigger question, though, is in that adage. The bigger question is, how do our choices of the company we keep form us? Do those choices and the resulting relationships make our hearts bigger or smaller? As Christians, we profess to keep company with Jesus Christ, God incarnate. We profess to follow him. We come to this gospel reading today where Jesus asks, "Who do you think I am?" He is not asking so that he can get their approval, but to understand how people see his ministry and its outcome in terms of their own lives and choices. Why does it matter who other people see Jesus to be? It is because our view of Jesus forms the commitment we're willing to make to follow him. If we see him simply as a good teacher or a good moral example, we will follow at our convenience. But if we see him as someone capable of radically transforming the human experience and human nature, then we are challenged ourselves to change. Now, I'm going to mention something that is I'm embarrassed to say that I've watched this movie because it's very sacrilegious. It's a movie called Dogma. And it has good theology in it, but it's terribly obscene. But in it, there is a cardinal who has come up with a new idea for marketing the church. And he calls it the Buddy Christ. Their description says this: viewing the crucifix image as wholly depressing, the church, led by the cardinal, decides to retire it and create Buddy Christ as a more uplifting image of Jesus. It's a statue of Jesus smiling and pointing at people and giving them the thumbs up with the other hand. It's the Buddy Christ. Now, God in Jesus does love us. God in Jesus wants to be in a friendship, a relationship with us. But just looking at the Buddy Christ is not going to get us where we need to be. Jesus is asking us something very difficult. He says, if any of you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. We have to sacrifice, not for the pain, but to let go of things and make room for the ways that Jesus can transform us. Peter, in this exchange in our reading today, Peter gives the correct answer, on paper at least. Peter says, "You are the Messiah." It is certainly the right word to identify Jesus. Unfortunately, many people who called Jesus the Messiah at that time had an outdated understanding of what that description meant. Our discipleship is a function of confessing this challenging Jesus to be the Messiah. If we are truly to follow Jesus, we must let him change us in challenging and very uncomfortable ways. Do we really want to follow that far? Or does our community or our own hearts, do we want a softer gospel that will not push us? A book called The Divine Conspiracy says Jesus' instructions are starkly clear. We just don't do what he said. We don't seriously attempt it. And apparently we don't know how to do it. He goes on to speak of the urgency of recognizing who we believe Jesus to be. He says we are becoming who we will be forever. And he talks about a lot of the things that are involved in the church. They're fine now to chuckle over or to muse upon, but they are no place to live. The place to live is the place where we invite transformation, as uncomfortable as it may be. I have learned, and I continue to have to relearn, that neither are competition and confrontation good places to live. We know that in the big picture, but often we're not willing to make changes in the small picture to move ourselves to more expansive living places. I am a very competitive person. I've been in sports all my life and games, and I want to win. And unfortunately, sometimes that seeps over even into my interpersonal relationships. Sometimes I get down there where I don't like myself anymore. It kind of is like one of my former golf partners used to say, if you can't beat them, drag them down with you. I also want to fit in. I want people to be comfortable around me. And yet, I want to be an authentic follower of Jesus. I can't try to win always, to drag them down with me, and claim to be the faithful follower of a man who forgave even those who killed and tortured him. Will I accept ever this challenge? This challenge coming from the grace of God and the power of God that will lead me to a place of peace? If we truly follow Jesus, we must let Jesus change us. Will we follow that far? And as we try to follow, how do we fight the urge to let the wrong forces form us? I have to notice what I put aside in order to make room or time for something else. And I have to look at whether that something else that I have chosen to do is worth spending my life force on. I have to look at my priorities and see, do my priorities free me of worries, or do they prompt me to do something that the Holy Spirit would warn against? I think the best way for me to tell what is forming me is I look at the end of the day, what keeps me awake and what lets me rest with quiet confidence and with peace, not only with a clear conscience, but the knowledge that I have done everything I can do to make the world more loving. This gospel passage, and indeed all of the gospel of Jesus Christ, asks, when this is over, who will you be? Will you be someone rich in spirit and at peace, able to let go of conflict and hurt? Or will you be angry to the last, having let something insignificant and transitory shape you and keep you down? As the Gospels say elsewhere, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Ultimately, two questions determine the content, character, and depth of my life. Who do I believe Jesus to be? And given that understanding, stripped of its fluff and outfitted with its challenge, who will I become by following him? Who is this Jesus? Who do I say that he is? And who am I if I am truly to follow?